Anybody ever ask you, I have good news and I have bad news, which do you want to hear first? I always say the bad news first because I want to finish on a high note. So that's what we're going to do today as we open up Romans chapter 8. Bad news, and then I'm going to give you the good news. Here's Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Here's the bad news, which Paul tells us. We don't know how to pray. The greatest Christian on the planet admits he doesn't know how to pray right. That's why he said we, he includes himself. Those whom you think are amazing at prayer, all those intercessors and prayer warriors, they really don't know how to pray, according to this verse. In fact, none of us do. Not your pastor, professor, church mother, older Christian, mature Christian. But we have good news for you. The good news comes right after the bad news in this verse. We have help in the Holy Spirit. Here are Paul's words. The Spirit himself intercedes for us. How does he do that? Let's jump over to Ephesians 3:20. Paul says this, to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. This is what happens. God takes our ask and makes it better and bigger than we can ever articulate it in prayer. Wow, what a relief. We don't have to be eloquent. We just have to ask, and God will take that request, that groan, that plea, and make it bigger than what we just said. Paul is saying to us, say something, say anything, and the Holy Spirit will get it right for you because he goes beyond our ask. He takes our ask and goes further. The Holy Spirit takes what we say and puts power to it. That takes the pressure off you and me. We can be saved for 10 minutes and still be powerful at prayer because it isn't you and it isn't me. It's the Holy Spirit. Hymn writer William Cowper's words are true. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Why? It's true that we don't know how to pray, but it's also true that we have the best help to pray. With that understanding, Brennan Manning's words are an important truth for us to remember. He said this, the only way to fail in prayer is to not show up. You see, God is committed to taking my simple, silly prayer words and adding power to them. The power depends on whose hands it's in. I read a poem by an unknown author that fits our purposes here perfectly. I've changed up a few bits to make it more contemporary. A basketball in my hands is worth about $19, but a basketball in Kevin Durant's hands is worth about $75 million. It depends on whose hands it's in. A baseball in my hands, about $6. A baseball in Mike Trout's or Aaron Judge's hands is worth $19 million. It all depends on whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hands, but a tennis racket in Serena Williams' hands is a French Open or a Wimbledon championship. It depends on whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands will keep away a wild animal. A rod in Moses' hands will part the mighty sea. It all depends on whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is a kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hands is a mighty weapon. It depends on whose hands it's in. Two fishes and five loaves of bread in my hands is a couple of fish sandwiches. Two fish and five loaves of bread in God's hands will feed thousands. It all depends on whose hands it's in. Nails in my hands, my producer birdhouse. Nails in Jesus Christ's hands will produce salvation for the entire planet. It depends on whose hands it's in. I want to just tell you today, your prayers are in good hands because it's in God's hands. That makes the bad news not that bad, because the good news is really, really good.